you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sally and Jaya with your 8am Zlines. In local news, Eating Disorders Queensland, a clinic in South Brisbane providing services for those recovering from eating disorders, will receive an additional $2.4 million in funding from the state government. The funds will go towards hiring an additional 34 staff members to ensure reduced waiting times for patients, after EDQ Chief Executive Belinda Chelius reported a 6 to 7 month average wait list for their services. Chelius also reports that during the pandemic, the clinic saw a 77% increase in appointments, and that, quote, "this funding will allow us to provide more individual and care-lived experience support, especially in regional and remote areas," end quote. A further additional $12 million in funding will be given to expand eating disorder recovery services in several locations across Queensland, including nutritional education, telehealth services, and family and behavioural therapies. If you or someone you know needs help with an eating disorder, please call Eating Disorders Queensland on 07 3844 6055 or the Butterfly Foundation on 1800 33 4673.
The Brisbane City Council has announced that it will offer free green waste disposal amid the forecast of a dry bushfire season. The council is holding a free tipping weekend each month in order to encourage locals to clean out their gutters and yards ahead of the dry bushfire season. Residents can take their green waste to various recovery centres across Chandler, Nudgee, Ferny Grove and Willawong for free on the designated weekends. Brisbane City Council Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner said, quote, "The free tipping weekends were a chance for residents to protect themselves and their property," end quote.
In national news, the Australian orange growing industry has rapidly decreased in size due to increasing costs of production. Orange grower Vito Mancini of the Murrumbidgee Irrigation Area says that short-term contracts for Valencia oranges are unsustainable and that the prices initially offered were below the costs of production. Mr. Mancini reported concerns of growers having to sell permanent water entitlements or cut back trees, saying, quote, "sell a bit of water off to keep themselves farming and they find themselves in a position where it's death by a thousand cuts, bleeding out all your assets until you've got nothing left," end quote.
Doctors have called for staff and patients to be moved from Adelaide's Mouldy Pregnancy Advisory Centre almost 2 months after raising concerns about the mould, asbestos, structural failings and bug infestations. Health unions met with South Australia Health on Wednesday to discuss the future of the centre, which primarily supports women with unplanned pregnancies and those seeking pregnancy terminations. Chief Industrial Officer Burnett Moulton said, quote, "the building was unsafe for the centre's staff and patients. The windows were boarded up, the roof was rotting, there was black mould throughout, electrical equipment wasn't working, and there was no air conditioning," end quote. In a statement to the ABC, a Central Adelaide Local Health Network spokesperson said, quote, "the network is committed to working through the building issues at the Pregnancy Advisory Centre," end quote.
In international news, local media in Bali have reported that 5 staff members have died in an elevator crash at the Ayutthaya Resort in Ubud. The incident reportedly occurred on Friday when cables on the glass-encased elevator snapped suddenly, causing the lift, which runs on a 35-degree slope, to fall 100 metres before hitting the ground. The Ubud Police Department is currently conducting an investigation into the cause of the accident, suggesting overloading of the elevator as a possible cause. It has also been reported that the resort owner will offer the victims' families financial compensation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.